T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hello, fellow Patriots and Liberty lovers everywhere. Great to have you along as we enter into the 5 o'clock follies, the most heavily commuted and, as a result, the most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Hopefully not as bad as I-85 this morning around Spartanburg. Understand that was a nightmare. Great to have you here as we get rolling on this gorgeous Monday afternoon. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation. Just grab your phone, give me a call. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. So as we are wrapping up hour number two before the news, I mentioned how the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence, today was refuting Adam Schiffless, the worthless congressman from California, one of the instigators behind the abortive attempt to impeach President Trump. Saying, well, you know, this stuff on the Hunter Biden computer, this is all very salacious and all that, but it's obvious that it's a Russian plant to try and damage the Biden campaign. It's all disinformation. And the DNI saying, the intelligence community says otherwise. They say this is not from the Russians, which leads us to believe it is indeed from Hunter Biden's hard drive. Ever since the New York Post released their bombshell story about Hunter Biden's computer with damning information about his ties to the corrupt Ukrainian gas company Burisma being abandoned at a computer repair store in Delaware, questions have come up about the time frame surrounding the hard drive's discovery. Rudy Giuliani, the president's personal attorney, decided to set the record straight about how he obtained his copy of the data. Beth Bauman writing about this at Town Hall today, quoting the former New York mayor, "First of all, I think the premise of what Twitter took down was that the hard drive was hacked. Well, they're dead wrong. It wasn't hacked. So that's a lie," Giuliani told the Daily Caller. "They said it without knowing, which means they pulled a lie out of thin air." According to Giuliani, this is part of a conspiracy theory that Biden is running with. Giuliani said Biden wrote a letter to news outlets asking them to keep Rudy Giuliani off the air. "The way I came to have this was my lawyer was contacted by this gentleman who owns this store that fixes hard drives. Hunter Biden had come into the store probably a year ago, turned over 3 laptop computers. The guy couldn't fix one, fixed the other immediately, and had to keep the hard drive. Hunter Biden came back in 2 days and brought him some kind of keyboard that would help. And within a fairly short period of time, he had it fixed. So he started calling Hunter Biden to come pick it up. Couldn't get any answer, couldn't get any response, didn't get paid. For some reason, Hunter Biden never showed up to pick it up. One of the reasons may be, the gentleman says, Hunter Biden was so drunk that he had a little trouble even getting his name out. And since I've now looked at the hard drive, I find that to be very credible because, and this may be an exaggeration, Giuliani said, but he looks like he's high on crack every other day for the last 5 or 6 years. The left taking issue with the timeline of this surfaced hard drive because it was dropped off a year ago. According to Giuliani, the computer store owner made 4 copies of the hard drive, but turned the original over to the FBI. He gave 2 copies to his friends in case he was killed. Pretty smart idea. Insurance policy. He waited 4 or 5 months before he sent letters to various Republicans asking if they would be interested in the data. We were the first to respond, or the only ones to respond, the president's personal attorney explained. Giuliani's attorney, Bob Costello, met up with the store owner, spent about a week reviewing what was on the hard drives. Giuliani stated there are at least 3 other instances that show Hunter Biden engaged in salacious activity, smoking crack while engaging in sexual activities. Based on what's known, Giuliani stated Hunter Biden should be in prison for failing to register as a foreign agent, which, by the way, is what Paul Manafort went to jail for. Okay. So, there is that. Meantime, on the Hill, there is reaction to all of this, as you might imagine. From the Epoch Times, Senate Homeland Security Chairman Ron Johnson, Republican Wisconsin, who already has stolen some of Lindsey's thunder by issuing subpoenas for a bunch of the people involved in the attempted coup on President Trump, Ron Johnson requesting a statement from FBI Director Christopher Wray about the veracity of details found on a laptop purported to belong to the son of Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Johnson, in a letter to the FBI director over the weekend, said a whistleblower contacted his committee on September 24th about the laptop that was left at his business, saying he turned it over to the FBI. Johnson said that his staff immediately asked if the agency could either confirm or deny details to validate the claim about these emails and photos and videos pertaining to Hunter Biden. For these reasons, the committee must know whether the FBI has assessed the validity of these materials the whistleblower has provided and what, if any, actions the FBI has taken since obtaining this information. Now, to me, that is a much more pertinent question. I mean, the validity of this, to me, seems beyond doubt. The veracity of it. The question is, if this was all turned over to the FBI in December of 2019, right before the Trump impeachment, and the FBI has been sitting on this, you gonna tell me that nobody at the FBI looked at what was on this hard drive? They have no idea what was there? If they didn't, why not? And if they did they decide once again to engage in a cover-up, to not reveal criminal activity, whether it has a bearing on the election or not? Leads me to believe that Christopher Wray is, as I have suspected, a swamp creature himself. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here. Right back with more as we cruise on bumper to bumper in the 5 o'clock follies on Monday here on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, that's what Joe Biden is doing. Looking for shelter. They have closed down the press for any get-togethers with Dementia Joe all the way for the remainder of this week so that Joe can prep himself for how he's going to deal with questions about Hunter and his emails in the Thursday night debate. He needs some shelter. In on the text line, hey, Bob, can you tell us when exactly is that Greenville County Schools job fair that little Annie mentioned? Yeah, it is, let's see here, going to be Tuesday, October 27th from 5 until 7 in the evening. They're looking for 76 bus drivers, 23 bus driver aides, 38 building services workers, that's custodians and groundskeepers, 55 food and nutrition services operators, okay? And that's going to be at the Golden Strip Center, okay? Golden Strip Career Center, next Tuesday, a week from tomorrow, October 27th, 5 until 7 in the evening, okay? Hope that gives you the information you're looking for. Back to the phones we go. My pal Rose is along today in Boiling Springs. Hello, Rose, and welcome to the show. Hello, Rose, are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Rose. I think Rose got confused. She may call back, and she does, we'll go ahead and get her back in. In on the text line as well. Bobby, remember, they're also protecting Obama because he was in on it. Yeah, he certainly knew about it. Bobby, why are you all running the fake Jamie Harrison ads? Good question. Because FCC regulations, that is federal law, prohibits us from refusing campaign advertising, with rare exceptions, like if the campaign ad has profanity in it or something like that. Oh, and Rose is back. Yeah. Hi, Rose. How you doing, hon?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Call us a democracy.
Who, Jamie Harrison?
No. My mind went blank.
Well, all the Democrats do. They all constantly refer to America as a democracy. And, of course, it is a constitutional republic.
No, it's a man that was on the air right before you.
Who, Rush?
Yeah, who, Rush Limbaugh, yeah.
Yeah.
He called us a democracy.
Well, it is, in a sense, it's a limited democracy, but not a pure democracy. Thank God. That's what the left wants. They want to eliminate the Electoral College.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you another question. Now, I think I'm going to vote for Lindsey Graham, but what is he talking about when he says something about Social Security and Medicaid? he said that something about they can't pay, do something about that. I don't know what he's referring to.
Yeah, the don't pay any attention to that, Rose. The Jamie Harrison campaign is trying to scare seniors. They're talking about a piece of legislation that was proposed 3 or 4 years ago that never even got voted on.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's
but, of course, they're not going to tell you that. Now, they get around not being able to tell you that by printing in very, very tiny text on the bottom of the screen the date that the story from a newspaper that they are referencing was published. So it's just a scare tactic. Believe me, if anybody is going to protect Social Security and Medicare, it's going to be the Republicans and not the Democrats.
Well, I heard it right out of Lindsey Graham's mouth.
No,
I watched the TV and no, I heard it right out of his mouth.
Yeah, they took that quote out of context, Rose. Look, trust me. It's as simple as this. You do not want to vote for Jamie Harrison. He is
I'm not going to vote for him. No.
Yeah, he's a hardcore leftist.
Oh, I know.
And he's lying to people.
Yeah. Chuck Schumer said he was, Chuck Schumer. I saw that picture. Chuck Schumer and then Jamie Harrison standing right between them, and then Nancy Pelosi's behind him.
Right.
And he said, Jamie Harris is his guy, so I'm not voting for no Jamie Harris. Goodness alive, no.
Good.
And I'm not voting for Lindsey Graham, but I don't know.
Make no mistake about it, Rose. Lindsey Graham is not going to be confused with Barry Goldwater, but he's a lot better than Jamie Harrison.
Yeah. Yeah, the date is November the 3rd, isn't it?
Yes, correct.
The deadline with the vote, all right.
Yes, ma'am. Tuesday, November 3rd.
Yeah, all right. I'll vote. And,
good. Good for you, Rose.
I hope and pray that Trump wins, I tell you.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. And I seen that thing on the TV the other night where him and Biden was going to get real heavy. But now Joe Biden is going to, he's going to take up for his son one way or another.
Well, then he's going to go down with him if this becomes widespread enough, and even with Twitter and Facebook and everybody else, and the networks refusing to do the story and all the rest, it's going to get out there and it's going to hurt him, as it should. Yeah. He's a crook.
Yeah, I hope and pray it does, as I tell you.
Me
if
too.
Trump don't win, we're going to be under a lot of problems.
You bet. Well, this country as we know it will be over. You know, Obama talked about transforming America, and look, if Biden is elected, essentially it's nothing but a third term for Obama, because he'll run Joe Biden like a sock puppet.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, yeah. He's all for Joe Biden and everything, so I'm just praying Trump gets in there is all I can pray about.
I hear you. Thank you, Rose. I appreciate the call. You take care of your cell phone. 529 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, truth in advertising, since you have to allow opposing views, require truth. No, there is. That's no longer the law. No lies. When a statement is made, require facts to support it. We can't. We have no control over the content of a political ad. It's as simple as that. We are forced by the federal government to take the advertising, even if it's misleading. As it is. Bobby, if the guy has dropped out of the race, then how is it a political ad? Because it's paid for by Jamie Harrison. That's how. Because it's disinformation. It's trying to muddy the waters and confuse people. And he hopes, Jamie Harrison hopes, split the conservative vote. Because if you get in, and the reason Bill Bledsoe's name is on the ballot is very simple. Because He dropped out after the ballots were printed. But if you vote for Bill Bledsoe, it's a wasted vote. He's no longer in the race. He dropped out October 1st. Next case. But this is the way the Democrats play the disinformation game. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Annie is ready to update the news. I'm right back on the other side here on Monday on WORD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Bumper to bumper here in the most heavily commuted hour, the Bobby Mack Show, and the most congested one as well, the 5 o'clock follies in on the text line. Bobby, that Bill Bledsoe ad ploy is so low. The sad part is it may work. It should be against the rules somehow. Yeah, because they fly between the lines here. I mean, what they say in the ad is Bill Bledsoe's on the ballot. Well, what they don't tell you is that Bill Bledsoe was on the ballot because he dropped out after the ballots were printed. So you cast a vote for Bill Bledsoe today, it's a wasted vote. Bobby, I think the Dems are attacking Graham with so much money because he was a strong supporter of Trump during the Senate impeachment hearings. They thought that he was on their side. Bobby, plot twist. Bledsoe gets back in the race. Graham drops out to concede to Bledsoe. Bledsoe wins, and Harrison has to eat it. That's too convoluted even for 2020. Bobby, if Biden wins, it would be Obama's fifth term. George W. Bush served the first two. Obama the third and fourth. If Biden wins, that would be number five. You could make that argument. You could make that argument. Bobby, I told my entire family, hold your noses and vote for Lindsey. We don't have to like him, but we need him. True enough. 20 minutes before 6. It's been a while since we've been able to get it in, but today we bring back the singers to introduce...
Boneheads in the News.
Thank you, singers, and joined as always for Boneheads by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny, in her hazmat suit in our studios.
Yellow, people.
And Little Annie coming to us from a covert news locale.
Greetings, boneheads.
Good to have you ladies along.
Thanks.
Speaking of ladies, well, maybe not. A woman in North Carolina drove across a golf course, crashed into a pond, and had to be rescued by the golfers.
Let me just say, I did not go home to visit my parents this weekend.
It's good pointing that out. It's not clear if she was drunk or what, but she argued with them as they tried to help her out of the water and then demanded an EMT say her name out loud. Listen.
Oh, God. Can you walk that way?
Help her through walking out. Come on, you got to get out.
Man, we just want to help you.
I know you want to help. But I can get out of the water.
Okay.
You. I see.
Where'd you come from?
Oh, my hand.
Can I hear her say it? Where are you? Say my name! Say my name!
Don't you know who I am?
What's that famous tagline the Disassociated Press always has at the end of their stories? Alcohol may have been involved. I don't know what was involved here. A pastor on a flight from Las Vegas to Detroit was arrested after the woman sitting next to him woke up and caught him relieving himself on her.
What?
Yeah, he was peeing on her.
Gross.
He claims he had a bad reaction to a sleep aid. Here she is talking about what she was thinking when listen.
It started to get warm on this side of me. I jump up and I seen his private area out, so I screamed and that woke everybody on the plane up. By the time I actually looked at him and I see him shaking himself off, I'm like, this man just peed on me. There was like a puddle of pee in the seat. He didn't say anything the whole time he was standing there. Since then, I probably only got maybe like 4 hours of sleep.
Wow.
It's disgusting.
And people wonder why I don't like to fly commercial. Never know what's going to happen. Speaking of weird things going on, a man in the UK, the United Kingdom, has been charged with assault after getting in a fight for passing gas in an Uber. 35-year-old James Mallett was a passenger along with three friends when he, how can I phrase it? He let one rip. The driver smelt it, knew who dealt it, and that's why they threw down. Fortunately, the Bobby Mac semi-professional players are on the scene to report there is a law firm for cases just like this.
No.
Yes.
Have you recently passed gas in an Uber? Did you poof in someone's Porsche? Was there an SBD in an SUV? Then call the law offices of Pootie Honkin Beaver. If you've been charged with assault after blasting one in a Beamer or blowing a butt bugle in someone's Bentley, call Pootie Honkin Beaver. We'll get to the bottom of what's going on and make sure there will be no time spent behind bars. No matter if you've made an ass whistle in an Aston Martin or ripped one in a Rolls Royce. Call Pootie Honkin' Beaver today.
Beaver?
You know, this may be the most disgusting edition of Boneheads in the News ever.
I think.
And the sad part is, it's not done.
No. Let it rip, Bobby.
Okay. You asked for it.
No!
Finally, he's being called the man with the golden bum. An Indian man was arrested for smuggling 12 bars of gold in his, in his butt.
Are you serious?
I'm not making this up. Customs officers saw him walking in a suspicious manner. Wonder what tipped him off. While exiting the plane. They then searched his bags, discovering 8 gold bars weighing a total of 800 grams hidden inside his LED lights.
Oh, my God.
Still suspicious, they x-rayed the suspect and discovered 12 more bars of gold in his hiney.
12? Is that a gold bar in your pants?
Or are you just happy to see me?
Yep.
So now... we have a new name for him, with apologies to Shirley Bassey. Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. We went there.
Sphincter. He's the man with the Midas tush. Just takes a push on his gold sphincter. Beware if he offers you a golden coin straight from his groin. Golden words he will put in your ear. Golden Mr. Goldstranger. Don't shake his hand, you don't know where it's been.
You got a good idea.
Yes, you do. It's up his back end.
Wow. I have a feeling we will never be able to top today's edition of Boneheads.
Wait, who snorted?
Who snorted?
Bobby.
Oh, my face hurts.
Mercy.
Oh.
Gold sphincter.
Complaints can be sent to 25 Growing to grow people's stuff.
And will be ignored by management. Thank you, ladies, for joining me in this excursion into I don't know what. 5:48, a dozen before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Yeah, great bumper music choice there, Moneypenny. Our lips are sealed. While one of us, still undisclosed, is snorting. Bobby, the driver, smelt it, knew who dealt it, and that's why they threw down. You have such a way with words. Roll on the floor laughing. I am a veritable wordsmith, famed for my eloquence. Sean Connery's Bond. Do you expect me to talk, Gold Buttocks? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to pass gas. Bobby, oh my lord, was that a snort from one of the Bobettes? Laugh out loud.
No, it was not.
LMAO, Bobby snorted. Stop, I can't laugh anymore. I plead not guilty, Your Honor. Bobby, I had to pull into a parking lot to pull myself together after Boneheads. People next to me at the light probably thought I'd lost it. I laughed until I couldn't breathe. Oh, my OMG, too funny. You got to stop. I'm laughing so hard I can't see. Bobby, that song has to be put into the bumper rotation immediately. My eyes are draining tears of hilarity. That was awesome. Yeah. mercy. Let me quickly get to the phones here. John has been patiently waiting in Gray Court. Hello, John, and welcome to the show.
Hey, I enjoyed Boneheads. That was it's a hard act to follow, let me tell you.
I agree.
Hey, you know, the Jamie Harrison ad has been referred to as misdirection. I've just called it a lie. It's just a flat lie. And, you know, Republicans don't advertise on black radio. We need to start. And if the advertising can't be refused, then I think that's something we ought to leverage. Can you imagine the reaction we'd get if we did something pro-Trump or pro-Graham, pro-Lindsey Graham, and we put it on 107 Jam? their heads would explode. And hey, about the Boneheads, you compare what you just did on the Boneheads with what they do every day on 107 Jam, there's no comparison. Every third word is bleeped on 107 Jam. It's so horrible.
Excellent points, John. Thanks for all of those. Got to take a break for the news. I'm back on the other side here on Monday. What a start to this week.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.